Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 36th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Number three, both carried the wood up the hill of their sacrifice. What a picture. Isaac carried the wood. We're going to read that. Well, we know about Jesus carrying up that wood, that old rugged cross up the hill of Calvary. He bore that cross himself. I love this one. Number four, both were sacrificed on the same hill. There's Mount Moriah in times of Abraham, was known as Mount Moriah. In the time of Christ, that's the area of Jerusalem and Calvary. Now, we're going to look at that in just a minute, but they were both sacrificed on that same hill. And then both were delivered from death on the third day. Interesting. Beautiful pictures. You read, you see the picture of Isaac, how it's a foretelling of Jesus Christ there in the New Testament. Just those five things that we're going to see in chapter number 22. Let's read the first 14 verses, and then we'll jump back to verse number 1. We'll get all this in context. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, speaking of God, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went up to into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. Just a note, I just imagine the inflection in his voice was much different from the previous two when he said, Here am I, here am I. The Bible does not state that, or the inflections. I don't know how it's mentioned in the Hebrew. Doug may correct me or teach me something on this. But I can just imagine that when he said, Here am I, that his voice tone was completely different. Here am I! He knew something was about to happen. Okay? We're going to talk to that in just a minute. And he said, speaking of the angel of the Lord, which we know was the Lord Jesus himself, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know, that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. What a picture. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which is as it is said, and to this day, when Moses was writing this, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Now, I probably won't get back to this one verse. I got a lot preceding this. But actually, this he's talking about it shall be seen future. He's talking, even though I'm sure Abraham didn't understand all this about the lambs and everything about Christ, and yet the fulfillment of it, he knew it was going to take place. But he knew something was going to happen special on this mountain. And that's why he called that place Jehovah Jireh, because it shall, in the Mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Something's going to happen great here in the future. And we know what happened a couple thousand years, later, when Jesus Christ was on that mount, and it was seen, where Jesus Christ became that Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What a beautiful picture we have before us of a father loving his son and a son willingly giving his life if that's what it took. Well, in verse number one, it's interesting. It says, and it come to pass after these things, Well, I mentioned already that this is about 30 years. Look up in verse number 34. The last verse of chapter number 21, it says, and Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. So there's a period of time between verse number 34 and verse number 1, where it says, and it came to pass after these things, after many days. And we get a timeline here as we go on, because we go on a couple more chapters. We would look at Sarah dying in the age that she was, and you just start figuring all these timelines. And all by this time, Isaac is more than just a little boy. Okay, Isaac is a young man. As a matter of fact, the word lad that's in verse number 12. Look with me real quick. I'll just jump ahead and I'll jump back. Lay not thine hand upon the lad. I looked up that word lad again. The word lad is used many times in Scripture. It means different things. It depends on the context of what it's used. It means a young, it can be a child as a lad. It also could mean a young man. And it means a young man more than any other time in Scripture. Let me give you an example. It's translated 76 times. Into that meaning in the Old Testament, that word lad, speaking of a young man. So it wasn't that Isaac was just a small child. No. He was probably almost 30 years of age. It was very important to note that Jesus Christ, when he began his ministry, was about how old? He's about 30 years of age. So there's a lot of comparisons and all to Scripture. But I want to see after this, verse number 1, after it came to pass over these things, that God did tempt Abraham. Matter of fact, let me just say one more thing. This is the seventh appearance of God to Abraham. He started in the Ur of the Chaldees, and we did our Bible study each time. There was in Shechem and Bethel and other places that God appeared to Abraham. This is the seventh time that God had come to Abraham. And he said unto him, Abraham, did God tempt Abraham? And said unto him, Abraham. The word tempt, by the way, we think of the word tempt as something that incite him to do evil, like the devil would tempt or other people would tempt. That's not what this word means. This is actually word means, it's, matter of fact, it's the first time used in the Bible, this word tempt, first time ever used. And it really means, it means tested. This was not so much a test to produce faith as it was a test to reveal faith.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.